Welcome to Twisted Tendrils, the podcast where we give horrific writing advice. I am your host, Laura Nash. Welcome to Twisted Tendrils, Horrific Writing Advice, Episode 10, Painting Stories with Different Colors of Horror, Dread, Terror, Horror, Shock, and Disgust. All that and more coming up. If you have any further thoughts on the subject, please send them to me on Twitter, at LauraNettles4. In the book Writing in the Dark, Tim Wagoner goes over the horror writer's palette, a list of different colors, if you will, to paint with while crafting a story: dread, terror, horror, shock, and disgust. I found this chapter illuminating and want to do a little bit of an overview on the subject. First up, dread, the mounting anticipation of a threat. The climbing feeling that something is about to happen. A lot of gothic tales drip with dread. The atmosphere is cloying as tension rises slowly but surely. Something is coming. Something not yet understood. May never be understood. But it's drawing ever nearer. This can be labeled as a slow burn horror. Tim Wagoner states, the monstrous distortion is hinted at using small details at first. A set of keys that are always found in different locations in the house each time you go looking for them. One clock in the office that stops at the same time every day, no matter how often you reset it. A dark stain on a shirt that can't be removed with repeated washings. Dread uses slow pacing that oozes those breaks in reality the main character hand waves away for as long as possible. This slow but steady rise in tension may not hold the attention of a modern reader for long, though. Some consumers say that nothing happens in these books or movies. The monstrous threat may never resolve or actually appear on screen in a pure dread story. Tim Wagoner says, dread does work well in the thriller and suspense genres, where readers tend to want the darker elements of a story to be softer and more muted. Dread works excellently in short stories, where a reader doesn't have to be held captive for tens of thousands of words. Nowadays, dread works best when mixed with other colors of horror. Paint dread on thick for a chapter or two, then switch it up for a spell. Pick up the pace. Second is terror, a deep, emotional, and intellectual reaction to a threat. Think characters in a Lovecraftian story where their view of humanity and its power is shattered by revelations from unknowable creatures. The mental anguish a person bit by a zombie must go through when deciding how to meet their fate. Go out by their own hand, the hand of a friend, or deny it and end up possibly infecting their own friends. Terror can be where dread eventually leads. After all the dropped hints in the build-up finally fall into place, they mean something greater. Do the reader know it before the character, or do they realize it at the same time? For terror to be most effective, it should be told from a close POV, usually close third or first. Let the reader feel the realization and its weighty consequences with the character through their eyes and mind. Third is horror, an immediate reaction to a threat. This can include disbelief, denial, fight, or flight. There is no buildup or intellectual reaction, pure instinct. It happens in the moment. There can be many episodes of horror in a story. Multiple encounters with creatures or other types of horrifying obstacles. Tim expounds, horror works well for any scary story, but it's especially effective for fast-moving tales where characters don't have time to sit around pondering what the weird stuff they're encountering means from a philosophical viewpoint. It's also good for stories where the threat makes periodic contact with the characters, each time becoming worse. Have the creatures get more powerful, or more of them, with each encounter. Raise the stakes. Fourth is shock. surprising revelations that change how you view the entire story. In movies, shock is usually jump scares where the music fades out so it can blare back in again as the cat jumps out of a locker spitting mad. This doesn't work as well in writing. We writers don't have creepy makeup on the character the readers can see at a glance, and spooky string instruments the readers can hear. We only have the written word. If you try to write in a jump scare, it comes off as a summary of action, because you want it to be read quickly so the action happens suddenly, jarring and scary. I like the example Tim gives. Bonnie was walking down the street when the vampire lunged at her from the shadows, and she screamed. There's nothing but a bloodless summary of action, lifeless and dull. Instead, for writers, shock can come in the form of twists and revelations that repaint the entire story. Think Gone Girl or The Sixth Sense. Sometimes they happen at the end, but sometimes they're closer to the middle, so they have time to affect the story's direction and take it somewhere unexpected. Personally, I think this is one of the hardest color of horrors to pull off. Not all stories need it either, and if stories are labeled saying it has a twist, then the twist isn't as surprising, since you know when it's coming. Keep it a secret. Fifth is disgust. A queasy, visceral reaction. The gross-out humor. Clear prose is usually preferred when writing descriptions and scenes that evoke disgust, so the image is delivered as clearly and quickly as possible. Describe the physical body damage getting hit with a car or bat would do in detail. Describe the hamburger fingers, swallowed teeth, etc. The more you focus and stay on the moment, the more effective it is. This technique is to be used sparingly. Give the reader a chance to recover before hitting them with it again so they feel the full force of it and aren't getting numbed to its presence. Or put the whole book down by being continually put off by it. In conclusion, these five colors of horror are best when combined. Dread, terror, horror, shock, and disgust are not usually palatable all on their own. Start building with some dread. Have some horror moments when the monstrous reality intrudes directly into the protagonist's world. Eventually, have a terror where they realize what this means for their life. Maybe shock the reader with a twist. And splatter little dollops of disgust for good measure if you're up for it. Like that raccoon scene in the Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires? That image still sticks in my mind. Well, I hope this was helpful and a little thought-provoking. Seriously, if you haven't read Writing in the Dark by Tim Wagner, I highly recommend. Next week is another interview, this time with Amanda Nevada DeMille, about sadness and horror. Hope to see you then. And remember, keep your writing spooky. You have been listening to Twisted Tendrils, Horrific Writing Advice by Laura Nettles.